Hello and welcome to this episode of the Pretty Girls Club. You're about to watch part two of the Toxic Friendships episode. Enjoy!
You know, I had a click in.
Why are you laughing at that?
Primary school?
Hey, no, primary school, sorry, secondary school. And it's like, that's an acronym for our click. I just remember. No, yeah, it's like Jerken W because it's like J-E-R-K-N. Because
then
like,
he
I can
ruined
name
it.
Like,
Jerken W is him.
I can, I can name them because like I'm still close. I'm not super close to them, but we still do meet from time to time. Mm-mm. One of them is getting a BTO, by the way. So everyone's growing up. I know, yeah. So
Lisa is 12 years old.
It's Joanne unseeing Rachel, but we don't talk about Rachel anymore. She's gone. So now it's like. Jacken.
She's. Do I cut this out or what?
No, can keep it.
secondary.
K for Kimberly, and then N for Nicole, and then W for Wee-san. But yeah, so.
Jacken W.
Can I just say, this Rachel, she has something to, she hates me. She like don't like me. So like, when
homophobic,
she brings sweets to class, right? She'll give everyone, except for me, eh.
This is the Glen Coco. The four for you, Glen Coco. None for you, Gretchen Wieners. Bye.
Yeah, I don't care if she hears this, like, honestly, because I don't think she's like educated enough to watch this podcast. But
I'm so sorry, guys.
Like, really, like, I just don't like her. But yes, that was kind of cute click, and I think we still are friends until today. Like what y'all mentioned about.
Yeah. Cute about you calling her uneducated. Yes.
Anyway, segue. Okay, I'm gonna tell. So now we said that story. It reminded me of this primary school friend I had. Cannot be she was my best friend when I was like 7. Then she was my best friend for years until like the whole primary school and to secondary school. And then there was once she was very jealous of me for some it's a very stupid reason, okay? I was like One Direction fan club leader. Okay.
I know where this is going.
Yeah.
Coming out. Information that everybody needs to know.
Well, I was the leader, quote unquote, that's not really a leader, but of like the One Direction fan club, okay? And then after that, we were talking to somebody from like radio. What is it? Somebody from radio, Gerald from radio. about like, I think it was like promoting One Direction. So it was like I think it was flash mob or like doing some event basically.
The first time in Singapore, right?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. So we wanted to do a flash mob. So we wanted their support. So like the fan club group, like we actually emailed and wrote in and talked to like Gerald and say like, oh, on radio, can you blah, 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 blah. And then I was the main point of contact because nobody wanted to message. So I was like, okay, let me DM. And also like I had a fan account and stuff like that lah. And then when I started to have more conversations with Gerald at that time, that's how I really got into like radio and things like that, and how I got into the media scene and like learning that I wanted to do that. So this girl that was my best friend was jealous that I was talking to Gerald, but I'm like, you want to talk to him, you can always just DM him. Like, at that point, it's not like we were like...
Not like you got his phone number.
Correct. I mean, yeah, at that point, like, I was a child. Like, all I was thinking of is like, One Direction. Then I'm like, why are you jealous of me being a 16-year-old, okay, obsessed with One Direction? Like, girl, I ain't getting nothing. Like, I ain't getting money. I don't get guys. Like it literally brings me no value in like a... to be jealous of. Like, there's nothing to be jealous of. I just look like a 16-year-old girl screaming, Harry Styles! Like, that's all. I'm still that. 27.
You're still screaming
27
today.
Now, but yeah. So, this girl got really jealous and we had a clique of like 10 people. She called 8 out of 10 people one by one to talk shit about me. One by one.
Wow, her phone bill, how expensive.
Exactly.
Yeah, last time.
And you know what's crazy? Like, this girl, I knew since I was 7. My parents know her parents. I used to go to her house for every birthday she had. Mm. And like, I thought she was my best friend for the rest of my life.
Actually, I realized this is a pattern. Mine is also my childhood primary one best friend, neighbors. Yeah. Right? I cannot scam by her. Walao. Oh, actually, I've had a lot of toxic friends in
crazy,
my life.
Right?
I forgot about them.
So then I remember when I found... So how I found out that she called everybody was that one of the girls she called me. Obviously, out of the 10 people, one of them now is my actual best friend. Her name is Melanie. She didn't call Melanie.
Mean girls
literally, yes, it was.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and then I told. Then I remember I found out because another girl that she had called told me and said like, I think you should know this. Like, this girl like called us and talked shit about you. I think it's messed up. Blah blah blah. And I was so upset. I went to my mom. Like, I was 16 lah. I went to my mom crying, sobbing. I was like, why would she do that to me? Like, this is my best friend from 7 to now, like 16 years old. Eh? Like, how could she have done it? Like, I thought we were like ride or die, blah 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 blah. And then my mom just looked at me and went, cut her off. Because my mom is like,
woo, queen.
My mom queen, really queen. So that's like, I really at that moment I cut her off. And this girl, mind you, had the audacity to be like, don't know what I was talking about. I was like, do you not call them? She'd be like, no, I never. I'm like, are you stupid? Somebody told me that you did. Like, why would this other person make it up? Like, how do you make up?
People can verify this story.
Exactly. So,
but no, never happened.
Yeah, so I cut her off. We're no longer friends. The shitty thing is that, like, I saw her everywhere still. She's in the same poly. See her face everywhere, and like,
oh my god, I just realized who this
you
is.
Know, y'all know who it, you don't know who it is. She was in our fucking school.
Yes, yeah. Okay, got it.
But yeah,
limbs, yeah. She got a limb name also.
Fucking lame. But anyway, I mean, that was obviously when she was younger, lah. I'm sure she's better now or whatever, but I don't care. I'm not gonna, there's no olive branch to reach out. I don't care for her anymore.
Yeah.
But it's just at that moment, and especially when you're younger, it hurts so much more.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the younger you are, the more painful. Like, really more painful the friendship
the
breakup is.
The thicker your skin is. Like,
correct, correct.
Friends.
So at that point, I was just like, well, fuck you. Like. I mean, honestly, out of these 10 people that like were in that clique, the One Direction clique, I don't talk to anybody but my own best friend, like Melanie now. Yeah. We all don't keep in contact with the rest already.
But I guess, okay, so...
How do you get scammed? Can you please say that story?
The one that... The...
Oh! Yeah. Then when you say scam, I thought like she scammed you when you're in primary school. Like, wait.
I rest my mind in primary school. Okay, so before I get to the next question, right, okay. I wanted to tell you a very quick toxic friend story. So okay. This is very stupid. So I had this best friend in secondary school, and she transferred into the school like a couple of like weeks like late after we started. So like everybody, first time in secondary school making friends, and then she was like the new girl in class. So I eventually became quite close to her. Thought we got along so well, like same sense of humor, everything. And like, I think most of my friendships in secondary school were really based off, oh, we were just laughing at all the same things, and then we became close, right?
Same people, so same things.
Same things, okay? 13-year-old, very innocent child. So suddenly this girl just like did a whole 180, and she started to like gossip about everybody that was good to her. So she started to talk shit about me, talk shit about every other girl in my class that was like nice to her, lah. And then it was just very uncharacteristic of her. And then all of us were just like, what is going on? Why never in my life did anything to wrong her? And I'm a child. So what is happening? Where are all these lies coming from? And then I just straight up like at the canteen, like confronted her like, actually, what's happening? Like, I heard that you say all these things. Like, what's going on?
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, what's your problem, Anabi?
You know what she said? This is a true, like, this was the first toxic friendship I had, I realized. She said, oh, I mean, we're all going to graduate from secondary school at some point and we're not going to be friends anymore. So might as well just like not be friends now. And like, we sec one only.
What the hell?
We have like, and then I was in normal care. Like, I got 4 more years. I got 4 more years to be friends with you.
She's financial planner planning ahead. Like,
and then
why?
Eventually. Oh, why is she kind of legend, eh?
Eventually, I transferred schools. So, but then she was in our
she
body.
Knew,
so.
Like, she knew, lah. Oh.
She knew. Okay, yeah. So, there's an unnecessary toxic friend story. So unhinged, but
makes
yeah.
A lot of sense now, though, knowing who she is. Yeah,
yeah,
makes a lot of
but,
sense.
Okay, so I guess we've talked about toxic friendships, cutting people off and everything, but I wanted to ask a question. Have you guys been the friend that's cut off? Has anyone cut you off?
I think soon.
After this episode, we cut Risa. Okay, I got cut off like recently by a friend, but like, the friendship in general was some level of toxic. And like, I feel like everyone around me always told me that this person was some level of red flaggy or toxic or not very nice to them, which I should have also noticed that was like, if you're not going to be nice to the people who I love, like that's very red flaggy. What? But I always gave this person excuses. It's like being in a toxic relationship. Like, always made excuses, always like tried to like, oh, but this person has all these redeeming qualities and they were very nice when they wanted to be. So yeah, I always justified it. And then eventually, like, something very silly happened. And then this person didn't, like, to me, I thought it was something that, okay, we argued about something, we didn't agree on something, but we...
agreed to disagree, then move
but
on.
But
right?
I personally thought, like, okay, this person generally is not a very easy friend to have, and they get into some level of miscommunication or conflict with people around them in general. So I felt a bit like, okay, like, maybe we just need some time to, like, step back from this situation, this conversation, and maybe in a few days we'll talk about it and we can kind of get some closure or resolve this situation because we've been friends for many years and very, very close friends. Like, we're not part of like a big clique or anything. We're just
both of you.
Two people that were very close. And if anything, I brought in a lot of my close friends, like you guys, into this person's lives.
Yep.
Into this person's life. Yeah. So I just felt very like, okay, obviously we maybe need some time to talk about it. And eventually so much time went by.
Awkward.
Months
to bring
went
it back
by
up.
And we didn't talk to each other. And I was like, wait, I didn't think that was like a cut me off type of situation because
It really wasn't. The scenario was not like.
To me, I thought it was some level of a miscom, and it could have just been, things could have just been communicated better, and there was like fault on both ends. I felt so, which I feel like I can definitely admit to, and I can definitely agree on that, and I feel like I'm approaching this quite maturely considering how the person has reacted.
Yeah. So and many, I always feel that friends can just fight and still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like many months have gone, like went by after that incident, and I decided to reach out because our mutual friend actually had a kid. Like a lot happened and it was all very exciting, and then I just felt very like, that's so weird, like I no longer talk to this person, and three of us used to be very close, and one of our friends just gave birth. So I decided to reach out around that period because I was like, something really amazing just happened, like, and three of us used to be so close. So I just reached out and like, can we talk soon, like can we catch up soon, like about everything. And this person flat out just ignored me. So it's been almost a whole year since that olive branch was reached, extended, and the person has not reached out, has not like tried to make any contact with me. But personally, I'm like, you know what, if it's kind of seemed like they fully cut me out as if I was a toxic friend lah. So in my head I'm like, you know what, I did what I had to do on my end. I already did everything that I'm very satisfied with how I approached this whole situation. And if there's going to be no like communication, or this person trying to reach out back to me and try and like, I guess, resolve something, or even just have a conversation about what went down to see if we even want to be in each other's lives to maintain a civil relationship, then that, like, to me, that's all I want. Like, I don't expect to be like, oh, like I'm not wearing freaking rose tinted glasses and I'm like, oh, let's go back to the friends, the besties that we used to be. I just think as two grown ass adults, we should be able to have a conversation about it. Enough, more than enough time has passed, in my opinion. But at the end of the day, everybody processes things differently lah. Yeah. So maybe more time is needed from their end. But sure, because I did all I had to do, and I did what I think was fair on my end and fair to myself as well.
Which was lah, very
and
fair lah.
I think, and I'm not a cunt lah. So if this person ever reached out, even if it was
you
1 year
even ignore.
On, I will not ignore them.
You have never been the kind to, even your toxic friends, so even if they reach out, you're not going to be like, fuck you. No, yeah, you're still going to be like, okay, let's talk.
And if anything, I maybe would take a couple of hours to think about it. But of course, that's it. I will not leave them around for months. You know, I will not do that.
Because that's not fair. Yeah.
And it has happened to me a few times. Like even in that big poly clique that I mentioned, like there was one day I cut off pretty much most of that clique. But we didn't really end on very bad terms. Like for some specific friends, like we were always okay.
Yeah.
So we never had any like direct like, oh, I don't agree with everything you're saying, blah, type of thing. So one day I actually went to their condo for a work meeting. So I was already in their house. And it's so weird because I went to that. I used to go to their condo so often in poly when we were all very close. We used to hang out there a lot. So earlier this year, I actually went there for a work meeting. And I was like, it's so weird coming back to this place brings back so many memories of hanging out here in poly. So I naturally reached out. I was like, hey, actually, I'm here in your condo like for a work meeting. Is there any chance that you're free? Just would be nice to say hi lah. And I got left on red. And I remember feeling like I honestly owed this person nothing. And there were months and years that went by with them not even trying to reach out, trying to make any contact to be my friend or be present in my life. And I was like, why do I do this? And then I started to hate myself for like, I'm too nice. Or like, why am I trying? I need to stop giving a shit when people don't even care if I live or die. To be frank, these same friends don't care.
But I feel that like the way that you said about this situation also, it's like, it's always the same situation. Like, you know, when you ghost, like technically he ghosted you, or like even in dating situation, if someone ghosts you, whatever, it really honestly says more about them than about you.
Yeah.
Although of course, like it makes sense to like, not make sense, but I also understand the beating yourself up part of it. But like, it always is a case of like, it says more about them than you lah. Like you cannot even say that you're not home. Like, would die, man? No, what? Like, literally, people are constantly on their phones. Like, you can just say. And, like, it makes no sense if, like, she didn't do anything wrong at all. Then after that, you could just reply, or, like, even if you reply late, maybe, like, you were busy at work. And then maybe she left already. You can just say, oh, I'm not at home, leh. Or, like, oh, sorry, I'm not free. It's very simple.
But I really think it's an ego thing. And,
it says a lot
people
more about him.
Correct, like, a lot of people are very, like, paisei to reach out, or like, oh, like them weird, I never see them for so long, like,
yeah, I understand.
Go and say hi, like, awkward.
It takes a lot
but
to even
me, it's like, I get that.
Reach out for you,
also. And if anything, the ball was in their court, because
correct.
They did something I think was questionable, and I decided,
and you have made it very clear with them, yeah.
Yeah, so, and by the way, before the cutting everyone off type thing happened, there were multiple interventions, and
many,
multiple, like, sit down, and let's talk about this, let's talk about how we can deal with the problematic friend that was doing problematic things that everybody seemed to enable.
Yeah. And it's not like she like, peace out. Then
disappear. Yeah, it's not like I was like, hey, you know what? F y'all, I don't agree with this. It was literally sit there, stop. And then the person started hours, to right? do very, not continue problematic behavior, but didn't really want to take accountability for their actions, which I thought was a problem, like a very big problem, because we're old. We're way older now. Like, you're too old to be doing this shit and getting away with stupid, problematic things that you've done in your past. Yeah. But yeah, so I guess being with all like, I guess cut people off to an extent. And
I think you were talking about the getting cut
off. Getting cut off.
I suddenly remembered my situations with getting cut off are always mainly because of my previous relationship. So my previous relationship was toxic lah. I mean, I would say like towards the end especially toxic, but I didn't notice that actually I spent, like, because it was when I was so much younger, I spent a lot more time with him than I did my friends. And like, in a sense, like, I would be like surrounded in his world, but like my friends are like neglected in a sense. But although like he knew all of them lah, so one of my friends was planning to cut me off, and she was really mad because she was saying like, you clearly don't make time for us. And I mean, this like poly days lah, don't make time for us and blah blah blah. But thankfully, because we were in a group of like 4 or 5 girls, like click lah, 4 or 5 girls. Then the rest were like, don't just cut Kaying off, like, hear what she has to say lah. So then, like, we met at Junction 8, then we talk it out, then we both crying. It's damn funny because, like, the only reason why she would reach that point is because she gives so much fucks that she's disappointed that I did not seem to give a fuck. Yeah. And then when we talked it out and we cried, and I obviously apologized because I don't see what I'm doing when I'm in that relationship because I was blinded by the relationship. But when you tell me, then when you explain to me that you feel cut out, then I realized, I was like, fuck. I did that. Like, and then I just, obviously I said, I'm sorry lah. It wasn't like I'll be the bigger person, sorry. No, this was my fault. Like, admitting that it's my fault, immediately friendship, I mean, we're still close until now. Yeah. So immediately the friendship resolved. But also like, another friend that I was super close to, like very, very close to in poly, after I broke up with my ex-boyfriend cheated on me lah, but when we broke up, she took his side and I was very pissed off because I was like, he clearly cheated. Why would you take a cheater side? But fine, like, he can have his friends, okay? I will not leave him with nobody. But I was pissed off because this girl, as lame as it sounds, was my friend. Yeah. And then she didn't bother to reach out at all. And all she reached out on was, like, months later on, like, IGDM. Like, hey, let's go out for a drink. But I'm like, girl, like, you are one of my bestest friends. You can't text me. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been crying for months and months and months. You don't even bother to ask me my side of the story, but you took his side. And she just cut me off, like, basically. She cut me off. So I was like, fuck you then. Then I also didn't respond, like. But I mean, now, like, years have passed and whatever, like, me and her talk amicably, I would say. But, like, the bestie friendship is long gone. So I don't, like, sometimes she'll reach out and be like, let's meet. And I'll be like, yeah, let's meet. But we never really, like, set a date. And not so much, like, I still love her very much, but it's just more of, like, that friendship, that ship has sailed, like. And she's still friends with my ex-boyfriend, which, whatever, I mean, that's up to her because, like, she probably has her own relationship with him other than, like, beyond me being the girlfriend, friend's girlfriend, whatever, lah. So then it's just more of, like, okay, lah, I mean, I let that go already because it's been the past, but she did cut me off during that time and, like, just didn't bother to try, lor. Then, yeah, that's, like, usually, like, those two are really the ones that I got cut out of. But it's because of my ex-boyfriend. So when after that, no more already, huh? Nobody cut me liao.
I just want to say that people don't cut me off because I cut them off 5 hours before. So 5 hours? If they cut me off after, I already cut them off. Wow. Yeah, like, I really
don't.
That's
true though, yeah.
I really just, like, distance myself. If I really want to cut someone off, right? I just.
Is that why he never replied?
Yes. Slowly easing on into the process.
Okay, but, like, honestly, right, Wisan is very shit at his replies, but it's literally because. Obviously, he's dealing with a lot.
Yeah, we're just joking.
Yeah, we're joking. But also, I realized that as much as Wisan doesn't literally reply your messages or, like leaves us on read all the time, I do think that, like, one thing to note is that every single time I text Wisan privately, I feel like he knows that, okay, she's really trying to reach me. And he always replies me.
Okay,
and
the thing that he don't reply is our group chat that me and Pretty spam with a lot of nonsense.
Always very unhinged on the group chat. So, sometimes
we'll no need to read.
Like,
yeah.
No, but I will read everything. Like, if I have free pockets of time, I'll read everything before, like, I do my readings or what. I'll read and see, like, what.
But my favorite thing. That is your reading, huh? Our chat. But one of my favorite things is always that when I'm together with Pretty, we will purposely text that group chat, like, when Wisan is not around. And my favorite thing is whenever we are, like, in an unhinged mood,
like
even
someone.
With, like, yeah, like, not even drinking alcohol. Sometimes we just like go them unhinged and then we just start cackling and shit. And then
we're like exhausted.
Yeah. And then we will film ourselves and send to Wisan. And my favorite thing is when he comes online. And no contacts at all because he wasn't with us, but he joins in.
I reciprocate with the same energy.
Yeah.
La.
Yeah. No, and it's so good.
I think maybe Wisan cannot reply us because we always change our group chat name.
I cannot find a group. It has
the DP also name.
Every month it's a new fan club, whatever name. Like, it's the most unhinged group chat I have, la, honestly. So now we've come to everybody's favorite part of the Pretty Girls Club.
Well, hello.
Way.
Oh, this is your this is your unsolicited advice for the week.
Okay, what is it?
What you gonna say? Quick one.
Cut them before they cut you.
My turn.
Interpret it however you want, but no violence.
Don't make friends with shitty people. Don't waste your time. Pretty stern.
Hello?
Way.
Okay, I think you need to be self-respecting and know when to cut someone off. If it doesn't bring you any value, joy, if a friendship is too much effort and it's not reciprocated, that's when you know you need to have that conversation with them. And if you think no good outcome will come from it, then I think
you
it's
need
time to
cut it.
Cut it, yeah. To cut it, take some space away. But I really think give them that conversation. You owe it to the friendship to talk about it.
Yes.
And if there's no positive outcome of it and they don't really seem to care about how you feel, then I think you have your answer, lor.
And I will always say, talk to them about it first, because as lame as it sounds, like, don't make yourself out to be the bad guy, because you're just going to sit there and wonder what you could have done to salvage it. Yeah. If you did whatever you could and then they don't reciprocate, then it's on them already. Like, yeah, the ball is literally in their court. And by the way, the camera is moving because Maxi is biting.
Oh, you see? God, the camera's moving. Maxi,
now my ending ready.
Leaning on it there.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, yeah, but anyway, the earthquake. But yeah, you owe it to the friendship for the conversation.
Yeah, correct.
So have that and then make the decision you need to make. If it's difficult, I'm sorry, but you will be better off without it in hindsight.
Yep.
So take care of yourself and your mental health and
slay, I guess.
I hope you have good friends. Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. 再见。